Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer that calls me.
Welcome to the Pray With Me podcast. Again, thank you for joining me for another episode, another prayer. As we continue this apologetic series of praising God, we are switching from the ideas of design and nature to the apologetic approach of scientific foreknowledge found in the Bible. And we can study and defend our faith in this way because the Bible is always right when it comes to the things of science and that they never contradict. And so we want to look in the Bible for things that God knew before man ever discovered it. You think about this week, we're looking at life is in the blood. In Leviticus chapter 17, in verse number 11, it tells us, told the Israelites, that the life of the flesh is in the blood. And it would go on to say more than just that, but the idea that we understand is that life is in our blood. That the blood flow is what helps us to sustain life. But sadly, many doctors throughout all of time thought that the idea of bloodletting or just letting something bleed out was a cure. But we find out that even George Washington's doctors treated him in that way only a few short centuries ago, and that did not work. Because the life is truly in the blood, and God knew that, and God told us that from the very beginning, all the way back in the book of Leviticus, written by Moses. So would you pray with me at this time in praise to God for the scientific foreknowledge that is that life is in the blood? Father in heaven, we thank you for your foreknowledge found in the Bible. We thank you for your great wisdom in providing us with a number of things in the Bible that can be seen, even in the very first books so many years ago. We thank you for the scientific foreknowledge that life truly is and comes by way of the blood, and how that helps us to know that your wisdom and knowledge is so great and greater than man's. And Father, we thank you for the Bible and how it is a truly supernatural book inspired by you. We're thankful for the scientific foreknowledge found within it. We pray that everyone would take a Bible, examine it, and truly see that you knew things before man ever did and told about it. And if we would only have looked to you for those knowledge, for the knowledge of those things, that we would be better off in that way. And Father, we thank you for the fact that science ends up harmonizing with the Bible every time, that your word is inerrant, and we're thankful for that. And Father, we thank you and we praise you for all that you do. We pray that we would point others not only to see your design in the world, but to look to the Bible itself and its claims for inspiration, and that we would help others by looking at and studying with them, looking at the Bible with them, studying these things about scientific foreknowledge. Father, we thank you so much for you, for yourself, and we're thankful for your wisdom. It is in Jesus' name and by his authority that we pray. Amen. Again, thank you for joining me in prayer this morning. Remember to pray like it all depends on God, but to work like it all depends on you. Until next time. My soul.